Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Master Sergeant Leroy Arthur Petrie was born on July 29, 1979, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was his childhood dream to become a soldier, and at 20 years old, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Petrie followed in the footsteps of his cousin and became an Army Ranger. As a Ranger, Petrie deployed twice to Iraq and six times to Afghanistan. At the Ranger Regiment, he filled a number of billets: Grenadier, Squad Automatic Rifleman, Team Leader, Squad Leader, and Operations Sergeant. On May 26, 2008, then Staff Sergeant Petrie was deployed to Paktia Province, Afghanistan. Petrie and his team of six Rangers were tasked with capturing a high-value Taliban member inside a compound. As soon as they were inserted by helicopter near the objective, the Rangers were engaged by a dozen armed Taliban fighters. As other Rangers cleared the target building, Petrie and Private First Class Robinson cleared the outer courtyard of the compound, encountering three hostiles. One round went through both of Petrie's legs, and PFC Robinson was wounded. The two took cover inside the courtyard's chicken coop as another Ranger, Sergeant Higgins, joined them. As Higgins examined Petrie's and Robinson's wounds, a Taliban fighter threw a grenade 10 meters away, knocking them all to the ground and wounding Higgins. Two more Rangers came to their rescue as another enemy grenade landed near Robinson and Higgins. Without hesitation, Petrie grabbed the grenade and threw it back, saving his comrades' lives. The moment the grenade left his hand, it exploded, severing Petrie's hand. The rest of the team arrived and were able to eliminate the Taliban, but not before one Ranger, Specialist Christopher Gatherpole, was mortally wounded. Following the battle, Petrie was evacuated to Germany and his right arm was amputated below the elbow. His new prosthetic arm has the name of every fallen Ranger from his unit engraved on it. After recovering, Petrie was promoted to Sergeant First Class and deployed again to Afghanistan. In 2010, he re-enlisted and served as a liaison officer for U.S. Special Operations Command's CARE Coalition. On July 12, 2011, Petrie was awarded the Medal of Honor at the White House. He became the second living recipient of the award for actions that took place after the Vietnam War. His other awards include the Legion of Merit, the Purple Heart, and the Bronze Star. 3 years later, Petrie was promoted to Master Sergeant, and he medically retired from the Army. After retiring, Petrie became a public speaker, consultant, and veterans advocate. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer. Leon Pescador is our scriptwriter. Declan Roars is our script editor and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
A news story gets shared by a friend on social media, or you catch a tweet that really makes your blood boil. But how do you separate fact from fiction? That's the premise behind Disinformation, a 10-part series from Evergreen Podcasts and Emergent Risk International coming this fall. Tune into Disinformation wherever you get your podcasts, and remember, don't believe everything you read.